What's up, everybody? This is J-Dog with the J-Dog Calling Show, where I talk to people. Wanted to apologize at the top again that it's been a little bit since I had an episode, but, like, again, stuff, kind of busy with doing some, like, odd jobs and stuff to kind of, like, you know, pay the bills, because this podcast thing isn't really making me a lot of money like I thought it would. But more on that later. I haven't really got any new voicemails, but I have gotten a few emails that I'd like to read on the air. The first one is from Bobby Jenkins, and it says, "Hey J-Dog, how are you doing?" That's it. Signed, Bobby. Well, thank you for asking, Bobby. I'm doing pretty good. As I mentioned before, I've been doing a lot of odd jobs and stuff. I was, like, helping one of my neighbors, like, build his deck and stuff off his back porch. And, like, he's had me, like, using a nail gun and, like sticking the boards together with the nails and stuff. You know, that was pretty fun, like, using that gun, because it made, like, that ka-chunk sound when the nail goes into the board. But, like, eventually I did, run out of nails, but I was, and I did not know how to replace said nails in the gun, so, like, I just kind of kept, like, kind of making that noise as I was going around the deck, and I just kind of, like, wedged the pieces together. I'm pretty sure it's pretty solid still. I don't think it requires that many nails. There were a lot of nails used, so that part of the deck's probably just okay, just kind of wedged together like that without being assess. So that worked out pretty good. But there was also I was helping to clean my neighbor's pool, because, like, it's wintertime around here, so, like, they drained out the pool and had all the nasty, like pond scum and stuff on it. And, like, there were these teens who, like, wanted to use it as, like, a skateboard bowl that they do with the skateboards. And I was like, I don't know, guys, this isn't really my pool to be, like, offering you, like, skateboarding abilities to perform in the pool. So, like, you know, I said, like, maybe, you know, maybe ask the owner for permission first, and then, like, maybe that would occur in the future. And, like, they came back, like, probably about like 30 minutes later, and they said that it was okay. And, like, the guy said it was okay. And so I was like, okay, that's okay, you can go ahead and use the pool for the skateboarding. And, like, I was still trying to, like, clean it too, so, like, every once in a while they would, like slip on the cleaning supplies and, like, yell at me and stuff. But you know, I had a job to do there, so, like, they were just gonna have to deal with me with my big brush, like, brushing the floor of the pool while they were skateboarding. But yeah, just, you know, been real busy just doing those odd jobs. So thank you again, Bobby, for asking me how's it going. Okay, here's another letter from, well, I say letter, it's one electronic letter, it's just an email, because they don't really send much paper letters no more. But this is an email from Ashley Q. Hello, Ashley Q. Ashley Q asks, J-Dog, what are you most thankful for? Signed, Ashley Q. Okay, I'm assuming this came sometime before Thanksgiving, which I did miss, Thanksgiving, so this is going to be coming out afterwards, so I apologize for that, Ashley Q. But, you know, we don't have to be just thankful on one day of the year, you know, it's called Thanksgiving, but, like, you know, maybe we should be thankful, you know, the rest of the year, and just have one day where we're not thankful. Maybe that would work out better for everybody, like a purge situation. Not, like, violent purge, but just, like, you say, like insults to people that you've been wanting to say all year, and, like, kind of been building up inside, kind of saying mean things and stuff. But the rest of the year, you say, like, really nice stuff to people, and, like, talk about how grateful are you for stuff and thankful. What am I most thankful for? Well, that is a tough one, SQ. I'm thankful that Mr. Cameron Poe has let me sleep in this studio instead of out on the street. That's pretty nice of him. I do still have to do a lot of stuff for him that I prefer not to do, like, you know, clean toilets and stuff. But, you know, at least he lets me stay here and, like, eat scraps of his food that he makes that would probably be going in the garbage. But instead, I kind of, like, eat that. Occasionally, I do sneak in the kitchen and, like, eat the food before it's been eaten on first. And he does get mad about that, but, like, I can tell he's not real mad. Like, he just has to, like, act act bad in front of his friends to like be cool, but like he's still a pretty cool guy because he like, you know, lets me sleep in a closet in the studio. So I appreciate that. What else would I be thankful for? I guess I'm really thankful I got to do this this podcast and talk to nice people. That's pretty fun. They kind of call into the show and like leave messages. If you would like to leave a message, be sure to go to anchor.fm/j-goggg and leave me a message and I can, you know, play it on the air and act like I'm talking to you, but I'm really not. I'm talking to a past version of you, and you would be listening to a past version of me responding to an even further in the past version of you talking. But that's how that works. And I'm pretty thankful because like I met a lot of cool people like talking. You can listen to all the episodes that I've done so far. There's some pretty interesting people I've talked to. But I'm pretty thankful for that too. I think so. SQ, and that's probably it for right now. Thank you for again for the email though. Let's see who we got on the phone here, and like maybe get some people to talk to. Speaking of, all right, Kyler, go ahead.
Hey, J Dog, this is Blinks. Thanks, on.
Hello, Blink. How's it going?
Not too good, J Dog. I've got my van towed. My van that I use to go around to help all the kids get involved in pop punk. Do you not remember me?
Not really. Could you refresh my memory?
Yeah, we met at that Fall Out Boy concert. Don't you remember that? We were like hella drunk together.
Yeah, that was probably back in my dark days when I did my drinking. Don't worry, do that much anymore. But I do recall going initially to that concert because I did not know it was a concert. I thought it was just announcing that a boy had fallen somewhere and I was, you know, going to help him out, but there was a lot of people there and then like a band and stuff, so that's probably the point you're talking about. Someone did give me something to drink and it got real fuzzy after that, so maybe that was during the time that I met you, Mr. Sinkson.
Yeah, probably. Anyway, I need some help, J-Dog. My van got towed. I use that van for literally everything. I go around to teens and teach them about pop punk, and I'm the pop punk fairy godmother. That's basically my title. That's what it says on my driver's license.
Oh, wow, that's a pretty interesting job you got there. So, like, what happened to the van?
Yeah, so, I may have parked in a fire lane for, like, 4 hours because I was getting my nails done, and my nails have to look perfect, J-Dog, okay? So, when I get back out there, my GD van is gone, and now it's at the impound lot, and I don't have enough money to get it out. What am I gonna do, J-Dog?
Oh, that sucks. How much, money are we talking about here?
Well, they want $1,000 to get my van out.
Oh my gosh, that is a lot of money. I was gonna say, if it was like $5 or something, I could, you know, probably lend that money, but I definitely don't have the $1,000 required to free your vehicle from that lot. Have you tried like reasoning with the people who took it? I'm assuming like the tow truck people like took it there, right?
Yeah, that's what they did. They towed it. I tried reasoning with them. I even called them idiots, and they did nothing.
Yeah, probably not a good idea to call them idiots. I doubt they would help you from that point on. But perhaps you could do like a little fundraiser to get the funds that you need to get your van out so you can continue to help teens with the pop punk things that you're doing. Maybe like you could like make like a bake sale or something. Are you pretty good at baking?
J-Dog, I don't even pour my own cereal. I know nothing about baking.
Nothing about baking. Okay. What other skills might you have that would help you, you know, make some money?
I am pretty good at juggling, actually.
Oh, that's a good one. So, like, maybe, like, go out in the street and start juggling and, like, charge people money to, like, witness your juggling and perhaps you'd be able to, like, raise money that way. Would that help? Probably with the van situation. What kind of van is that? Sounds pretty cool, actually.
I don't know, J-Dog. It's just a van. But yeah, I guess I can go juggle stuff. This is so stupid. But thanks anyway, J-Dog. Bye.
Oh, okay. He's kind of hung up on me. That's okay, I guess. We don't have to talk anymore to that person. Let's see who else we got here.
Hey, J-Dog. How's it going? This is old man Clemson down the road.
What? Who is this again?
This is old man Clemson down the road.
Old man Clemson. Okay, yes. It's a little hard to understand you, but, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I was wondering what the hell you did with my deck outside. Half the dang thing just fell apart.
Half the deck. Oh, yeah, I don't know what happens there. I did a pretty good job, like, nailing everything together. So, like, maybe it was, like, the other guy who was working on the deck. I think his name was, like, Doug or something. He was out there doing the same job I was doing, but, like, on the other side. So that's probably, you know, what happens there.
You're the only one out there, Jado.
You're watching that. Oh, well, yeah, I might have been the only one, you know, working on it, but, like, it's probably like a bad wood issue, like, because I definitely know what I'm doing when it comes to, like, power tools and stuff and, like, replacing nails, but, like, possibly there was, like a shift in, like, the tectonic plates underneath your yard that, like, caused the deck to collapse on you like that. I hope, was anybody hurt or anything?
I fell on my dang wife.
Fell on here. Your wife, okay, that's not good. Yeah, I can like come over there right now and like probably help you like put that stuff together real quick. Then you know, don't need to get like the police or lawyers involved in any way.
Well, you better hurry up and get over here.
All right, so I guess that's the end of the show, guys. Be sure to check out my show, anchor.fm/Z-Z-Z-Z, and I'll see you next week or sometime. Maybe in the next couple weeks, hopefully, and I'm not, you know, in jail. So, bye.
Oh, thank you.